Hello, Good Television Productions. One moment, please.
Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Mr. Good. The gentlemen have arrived to install your satellite television. They're in your office.
What? But I haven't ordered any satellite television. We'll soon see about this. Would you mind telling me just exactly what you think you're doing? Janet, hold all my calls and cancel my meetings. I'm going to let all the brake fluid out of my car and then drive down that really twisty road that leads to the quarry.
Very well, Mr. Good. Have a nice day.
Great Britain, the near future. An unknown threat hangs over the future of civilization as we know it. Send for the Preventers. Craig Sturdy, tall, suave, sophisticated.
Hello, the name's Sturdy. My friends call me Craig, but you can call me Darling.
Penelope Gold, petite, elegant, and vaguely foreign.
I'm an enigmatic woman, or am I?
And Mike Stallion, the third one.
Hello? My leg seems to be trapped by an avalanche of polystyrene boulders. Bloody typical.
Together, they form the Preventers. Craig, Penny and Mike are on a top-secret mission deep inside the Arctic Circle.
Hello? Craig? Penny? Come in. Over.
Who is it?
Who do you think it is, you fool?
Hello, Mike. What is your position? Over.
I'm sort of huddled up in a ball inside a pitifully inadequate thermal parka, since you ask.
I meant, have you reached the mysterious new military compound yet?
Yes, I'm just outside...
More champagne, Penny.
Hang on a minute, you're supposed to be in a submarine under the Arctic ice pack.
Yes, we are. It's very comfy. Mm.
You said there wouldn't be room for me. You said I'd have to make my own way by polar bear-drawn sled.
Oh, now, don't be difficult, Mike. You know somebody has to position the homing device so we know where to bring the submarine up.
Yeah. It's in my pocket. But I don't know how I'm going to get inside the compound.
You will come viz us.
Mike? Mike?
Ooh. Oh!
How did you discover my secret installation here in the Arctic?
Can I ask you something first?
What?
Why do you keep hitting that bloke?
He is a spy with the Dutch Secret Service.
You may as well give up now. We've tracked the stolen nuclear missiles to this location. Your plan can't possibly succeed.
You underestimate me for the last time, Mr. Stallion. For I am Avis Van Rentel.
Of course, the Belgian extremist.
Precisely. Very soon now, I will detonate the stolen nuclear bombs, thus melting the polar ice cap. Within 7 hours, the hated Netherlands will be completely submerged, and my crack Belgian troops will control the northern European lowlands.
You crazy Walloon.
The only thing that could possibly prevent me now is if a big submarine sails under the ice and comes up right into this control room.
Craig, Penny, listen! I didn't plant the homing device. It's still in my pocket. You've come up right underneath me.
Periscope.
No!
Hold it right there, Van Rentel.
Ah, the Preventers.
Craig, Mike!
Yes?
I'm getting a communication from the controller. Code Indigo.
My God! What's Code Indigo again?
It's drop whatever you're doing and report the base at once. Right. Come on, let's go.
Hang on, what about the nuclear bombs?
Untie the Dutch agent, he can take care of this.
Aha! So, we win after all, Van Rentel. Goodbye. Or as the Dutch say, goodbye. Because they all speak really good English, don't they, the Dutch? And all,
you know. Get in the sub, you buffoon.
Yeah, I'll get in the sub.
Morning, Controller.
Good morning, Controller.
Ah, oh, the Preventers. Craig Sturdy, Penelope Gold, and the third one?
Mike Stallion.
Ah, oh, that's right. Stallion by name and stallion by nature, eh?
Well, not so you'd notice lately, to be honest.
Right, now to business. We believe a sinister plot exists to take over all the television broadcasting in the country.
My God.
Now, take a look at this picture. Recognize him?
Yes, it's Bobby Charlton.
Whoops! Different sinister plot altogether. Right, here we go. Now, this is Jonathan Good, until yesterday evening, the sole owner and head of Good TV.
What happened yesterday evening?
We drove his car over a cliff at the quarry.
I see. Were there any suspicious circumstances?
Well, he drove his car over a cliff at the quarry.
Twice in one night. That is suspicious.
Now, we believe this may be connected to a sinister television brainwashing plot. Now, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate. Find out what's going on and prevent it.
Right, yes. Sir.
There's no one else who can do it. The Intenders meant to be back by this week, but they got held up. The Expanders are stuck in a ventilation start somewhere in Romania. And the Procrastinators... Well, I'm afraid they're not available until tomorrow.
Yes. Leave it to us, Controller.
Good morning. Welcome to Good Television. Can I help you?
Yes, we're investigating the death of your boss, Jonathan Good, and we'd like to take a look in his office.
Who are you exactly? The police?
No, not the police. We're the Preventers.
Listen, miss, we've got a big job on our hands. Are you going to let us in or not?
No. I'm going to call security and have you all...
We're the
out.
Window cleaners. That's it. Yes, we've come to clean the windows. Could you get us some warm, soapy water in a bucket?
Oh, great. Why didn't you say so in the first place? This way. There's the stuff. I'll leave you to get on with it, then.
Window cleaners.
Well, we're in, aren't we? OK. You take the big ones, I'll make a start on these little sash windows.
So, what exactly are we looking for?
I don't know. Anything that might give us some clue as to why Good was murdered.
If he was murdered.
Would one of you pass me that chamois?
That's strange. Look, the only paper left on the desk is this envelope.
Good's last will and testament. Now, why would that be left out? Unless...
he knew he was going to die.
Or someone else knew he was going to die. I'll open it.
Look, you two, over here. Seems to be a fingerprint and dried blood there. Can you believe it? Smeared right across the window. I'll need Windoline to get that off. Or that windscreen wiper on a stick thing, you know.
Mike, this is interesting. Here in the waste paper bin. An invitation torn into little pieces. I should be able to fit them all together. Let me see.
It's Jonathan Good's will, all right. He was the sole owner of Good TV.
An invitation to a party.
He's left it all, lock, stock and barrel, to...
From?
Roger...
Mordick.
Roger Mordick.
There. Clean as a new pin.
Okay, guys, here we are. Home sweet home.
What is it?
The door. It's already open. Someone has paid us a little visit.
They might still be in there. Listen.
So tell me, Fritz, how long have you been an assassin?
Oh, not long. Jonathan Good was my first time.
Germans.
Yes, but they're speaking in English. What a bit of luck.
Who are you assassinating tomorrow?
No one. Tomorrow I am going to be a spaceman.
How come?
There is a malfunction on board one of the orbital satellites. Mr. Mordick says it must be repaired at once.
Now, where are these pesky Preventers?
They might be armed. Penny, you go in and find out. Mike and I will climb over through the garden and take them by surprise.
Right.
There's one of them. Get her, Fritz.
Penny, are you all right?
Yeah, I've been busy in the kitchen. Two helpings of sauerkraut lightly mashed. Anyway, what kept you?
It's like a jungle out there.
Where's Mike?
Left him up a banyan tree. Martini?
Oh, you took the words right out of my mouth.
You know, a good martini is like a beautiful woman.
How do you mean, Craig?
You know, nice.
Oi, remember me?
Now then, to business. Let's go over what we know so far.
Okay, apparently Jonathan Good was killed by Roger Mordick's men.
Leaving Good TV to Roger Mordick in his will. What do we know about this Roger Mordick?
One, he's an Australian tycoon who's made all his money from newspapers. Also, owns outright a number of television stations and broadcasting satellites.
B, one of his satellites has a technical problem at the moment. And fifthly, according to this torn-up invitation, he himself is at Maurice Chevalier Building, 216 Champs-Élysées, Paris, France.
I see. Not a lot to go on.
Well, I think our next move is fairly straightforward. You, Mike, go along tomorrow and take the place of that German, go up into outer space and knock out that satellite.
I see. And what are you going to be doing in the meantime?
Well, Penny and I will be in Paris, of course.
Oh, lovely.
Hold it. Let me get this straight. I'm going to impersonate a German, pilot a spacecraft, knock out an orbital satellite, and basically have an incredibly grim and dangerous time. And you're going to Paris.
Right. Come on, Penny.
Okay.
It's happened again, hasn't it?
Ah, Paris in the spring. Another wonder of the world.
Garçon, deux cafés au lait.
Really?
What? What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. I think you'll find au lait is in fact a Spanish expression. It's commonly used at bullfights. That poor bloke must think you're a complete idiot.
No, au lait means with milk or milky.
Oh, does it? I hardly think several thousand Spaniards are likely to stand around shouting, with milk, or milky. That's someone being chased by a bull. Now, if it was a cow, I could perhaps see your point.
Now, what about Mordig? Isn't it time we paid him a visit?
Well, actually, I've been doing some research. I've managed to acquire a top-secret plan of the whole city, which has all the places listed in alphabetical order.
It's called a street map, Craig.
And I looked up Champs-Élysées and found out that a street of that name does, in fact, exist.
Look, what number is Mordig's organisation?
According to this piece of paper I found at Jonathan Good's house, it should be 216.
And what number is his café?
218. Come on, let's go.
What about our coffee?
Did somebody order coffee?
Oh, never mind.
All right, let's see. 218, 216. That's strange. There doesn't seem to be a 217.
It looks like a shop.
Yes, it's definitely a shop, all right. And it's obviously run by a Monsieur Patisserie. I wonder what he sells.
Look, it's one of those intercom things.
Ah, here we are. Mordic Enterprises, third floor.
Press the button, then.
Bonjour.
Ah, bonjour. Nous voulons...
Bonjour.
Bonjour, oui.
Voici la maison de Monsieur Mordic. Aujourd'hui, Monsieur Mordic n'est pas là. Écoutez et répétez. Aujourd'hui, Monsieur Mordic n'est pas là.
Aujourd'hui, Monsieur Mordic n'est pas là.
Eh bien, où est Monsieur Mordic? Alors... Il est allé à Rome. Bon. Il est allé à Rome. Répétez.
Il est allé à Rome.
Bon.
Il est allé à Rome.
So, it's arrivederci Paris.
Buenos dias, Roma.
Okay, this is Mission Control to Space Shuttle Mordic 1. Come in, Fritz. Over.
Yeah, I'm here. Everything is...
Oh. Fritz, are you all right?
Yes. I mean, jawohl. Alles in Ordnung.
OK, we have a go for liftoff. Commencing countdown. Engines on. Take your protein pills. Put your helmet on. Check ignition. And may God's love be with you.
Craig, have you any idea how we're going to get hold of Mordic?
Rome's a big city, Penny.
I know that.
Okay, after dinner, I'll take the Colosseum. You take a gondola down to the Vatican. But first, I think it's time you and I got to know each other a little better, don't you?
Mm-hmm. How did you know about this place?
Well, this restaurant is known only to a discerning few.
It's lovely.
Yes, they make the finest spaghetti hoops in the world here.
Excuse, please?
Oh, yes. Let me see. The oops for the lady, I think. And for me, a bowl of piping hot tagliatelle alfabetiara, please.
Craig, look at the table in the corner. Isn't that the head of the Italian TV network?
You're right, yes.
But what if Mordic came to Rome to see him? It's possible. Scusi, rose selling boy. Uno, por favore, grazie.
Prego.
Aha.
I am concealing a small listening device inside the rose so we can hear his conversation. Okay, tell the boy to give this to Fascistione.
Right. Rose-selling boy, give-o to El Fato Gentlemano.
Si, signor.
Yes, I'm not convinced this was such a great idea. All we can actually hear is him eating spaghetti.
Oh,
listen, Franco, you are in charge of everything while I am away at the big party Roger Mordek is having on Atlantasia.
Okay, signor.
Did you hear that? Mordek's throwing a party on Atlantasia.
Atlantasia?
A massive artificial island in the middle of the Atlantic.
Outside any one nation's jurisdiction.
A luxury playground for the idle rich, and Jonathan Good was invited.
But he tore up his invitation.
So they had him killed.
Oh, excuse me, Penny, that's my shoe. Better answer it. Hello?
Hello, Craig.
Who is this?
Who else has the number of your shoe? Now, listen, I'm in Mordek's orbital satellite now, and it's incredible. Somehow Mordek has all the television broadcasts for the whole country channeled through this one satellite. If we can just track down the source... Oh, hang on, I'm getting some sort of communication through. I'll get back to you.
Hello, stranger. I saw you arrive. I was wondering if you'd like to pop over for a cup of tea or something.
Who is this?
John Tracy, Thunderbird 5. It wouldn't take long. Only I've been up here for 17 years. And I haven't seen a soul. I think my brothers have forgotten all about me.
I'm sorry, I really haven't got the time.
Virgil was supposed to relieve me about 12 years ago. I keep leaving messages on the answer phone, but he never rings me back. The bastard.
No, look, bye. Thanks
for
calling.
No, hang on a minute. Look, if you can just...
Hello, Craig. Sorry about that. Now, the television signals seem to be beamed up here from... the middle of the Atlantic. Craig, did you get that?
Yes, thanks, Mike. We know all about it. Got to go. The sweet trolley's here and people are starting to complain about the smell of my socks. More wine, Penny? Mm.
So how are we going to get to Atlantasia?
Well, when I finish assembling it, we can use this midget submarine.
That's just two squeezy bottles stuck together with sticky tape.
The controller had it specially designed.
Yeah, by Valerie Singleton, by the look of it.
You see, you hang on to it like so, and it pulls you along. They're designed for one person.
Well, so how am I going to get there?
Ah, well, I've got one here that I finished earlier on.
There you are.
Atlantasia, here we come. Oxygum?
Thanks. This is Atlantasia.
Yes, romantic, isn't it? Champagne.
Craig, where did you get that?
Never without it. Never know when it might come in handy. To us. We've got some unfinished business.
Have we?
Remember Rome? Little restaurant. Candlelit dinner for two.
I think perhaps we'd better call Mike.
Don't do that.
Oh, Craig.
Oi, remember me?
Mike!
It's that poor sod who gets put into orbit every time you fancy a bit of a snog.
Oh, it isn't like that at all, Mike.
Isn't it?
Craig, why don't you go on a recce of the entertainment complex?
What, destroy it, you mean?
No, a recce, a look around. Right. We'll wait here.
Gotcha. Right, why don't I just do that? I'm at the entrance now. There doesn't seem to be anyone on reception.
Can I help you, sir?
Just sand in my shoe there on the beach.
I see.
It's all right. You're expecting me.
Who are you?
Who are you expecting?
Well, there's a delegation from the company that makes all those Czechoslovakian cartoons. They aren't here yet.
Yes, that's me.
Really?
Oh, yes. Yes. You should see our latest one. It's about this big red triangle. And it's got little arms and legs, and it has adventures, and trots around going scribble, scribble, scrot, scrot, and then it turns into a sofa.
Fair enough. Here's your badge. Aren't there supposed to be three of you?
Quite right, yes. The others are... I'll just go and get them.
What is it, Mike?
Nothing.
What's the matter?
It's not important.
Right, we're in. Put these badges on. We're a delegation of Czechoslovakian animators.
Of course we are. What else would we be?
Oh, well done, Craig.
Mm. Yes, well done, Craig.
Okay, let's go.
Well, some shindig.
Yeah, the people on the next table are the heads of Brazilian television. And look, isn't that Silvio Fascistoni, the Italian TV chief?
Wow, there are TV heads from all over the world here. Which one's Mordic?
He's Australian. That's him over there with the corks round his hat, the didgeridoo and the kangaroo on a lead.
Wallaby.
Oh, that's very kind. I'll have a dry martini.
Mordic's going to make a speech.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, are you having a good time?
Yes!
Right, now we all know why we're here.
I don't!
Craig, shh!
That was a long shot, but it was worth a try.
All except the Czechoslovakian cartoon people, that is. Well, we can worry about that tomorrow. Tonight, it's a party. And to get us into the party mood, I thought I'd tell you a little Aussie joke, okay? Here we go. There's these three abbos, an English abbo, a Scottish abbo, and an Irish abbo. And they're walking down the billabong with their tucker bags when up jumps a jolly swagman and says, "You got my dingo, you pommy bastard." And shoots the English one dead. So then the Scottish abbo says to the Irish abbo, "Oh, bugger this for a game of cricket. I'm going to get some lager." Well, it's not much of a joke, I know. But at least it's authentically Australian. Thank you, thank you. Enjoy yourselves.
I think it's about time we had a little look around, find out what's really going on this island.
Yeah, whatever Mordic's scheme is, it's being controlled from here. My guess is we need to get through that door over there, the one that's being guarded by the enormous Chinese thugs.
During Mordic's speech, I managed to use my nail file to unscrew the grill from this large ventilator shaft. Perhaps we could bash them on the head with it.
A ventilator shaft. Let's see where it leads. Craig, we need a diversion.
Understood. Hey, everybody, look over there, a bear lady.
Hey, everybody, look over there, a bear lady.
It worked, didn't it?
It leads to a corridor, and it's deserted.
Everyone's at the party. Let's go.
Mike, Craig, look. This must be the nerve centre of the whole operation.
How do you know that?
It says so on the door.
Nice work, Penny.
Well, I can't hear any voices inside. Let's take a look.
Yes, this is the control room, all right. Look at all these monitors. There must be, oh, lots of them.
Let's see what Mordic's up to. Hang on, I don't understand. These monitors are all showing old 60s TV programs.
Oh, yes, look.
So Mordic is broadcasting all these old shows to Britain via his space satellite.
Yeah, it's not exactly the sort of secret you'd kill for, is it?
Well, there must be more to this than meets the eye, but what?
Can you hear something?
What?
A sort of hissing noise.
Yes, and there's a smell of,
Ovaltine, isn't it?
They're trying to put us to sleep. Quick, the door!
It's no use! It's locked!
I can't seem to...
Penny! Oh, so tired.
Must stay awake. Must combat effects of... Ovaltine gas. Must concentrate on fruit. Must use proper sentences. Must stay awake. Must stay awake. Penny? Mike? Gone. Gotta get out of here. Door's locked. Wait a minute. What's that over there in the corner? A bunch of keys. Now then, if I remember rightly, keys have exactly the same chemical constitution as gunpowder. If I can just get this key into the lock, I can blow this door off its hinges.
Very clever, Mr. Sturdy, but not quite clever enough.
Who said that?
My name, as you very well know, is Roger Mordic. It will give me great pleasure to kill you, Mr. Sturdy. But first... I'm going to tell you my life story to give your friends a chance to escape and rescue you.
What have you done with them?
Mr. Stallion is in the room with a spiky roof that moves downwards.
Fair enough. And Penny? What about Penny?
Miss Gull is in a chamber that fills up with water to her chin. Then it empties a bit, and the next time you look, it's up to her chin again. Then it empties a bit, up to her chin,
yep.
And empties a bit.
You awful big bastard. We know you killed Jonathan Good.
Small beer, mate. In 5 minutes, I'm going to blow up this whole island and everybody on it.
But why?
Oh, I thought you'd worked out my master plan.
Yeah, we have. Just one or two details I'm a bit hazy on.
I've developed a process that enables me to brainwash people through television broadcasting. Old 60s shows work best, I'm found. There's a high level of nostalgia, trust and familiarity that makes people especially receptive.
It'll never work.
It has already worked. Good was the only one holding out against me.
He wouldn't come to the party.
Precisely. I invited all the heads of all the TV stations in the world here to Atlantasia. Once I have eliminated them, I will control all the world's broadcasting. Nothing will stand in my way.
What about me?
Ah, you're very courageous, Mr. Sturdy. It seems a shame I have to kill you.
Don't then.
It's no good. Once I press this button, Atlantasia would be blown sky high. Well, after a decent interval for me to get away, of course.
Condition red. Condition red. Condition red. Condition red.
Goodbye, Mr. Sturdy. It has been a brief but pleasurable acquaintance.
Bye. Right, come on, Sturdy. You've been in scrapes like this before. What did you do then? Help! Help me! Help! Help me! Mike, Penny, how did you escape?
Remember basic training? Lesson 4. In a room with a spiky roof that moves downwards, first jam the mechanism, then find a grill and escape through the ventilation system.
Right.
And lesson 5. In a chamber filling with water, float up to the ceiling, then find the grill and escape through the ventilation system.
This whole place is going to blow in 3 minutes. 2 minutes, 59 seconds. 2 minutes, 58 seconds.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, let's get out of here.
How long now, Mike?
5 seconds. 4, 3.
Quick, up here.
What are we looking for?
Hopefully a boat or something. Ah, sunlight. How long before she blows?
4 seconds. 3, 2.
Look, a helicopter. And it's empty.
It must be Mordek's escape route.
What?
No time to explain. Come on!
How long now?
3 seconds. 2, 1. Actually, I think there's something wrong with my watch.
Wonderful meal.
Yes.
Well done, the preventers.
Thank you, controller.
You know, there's still one thing I don't understand.
One thing.
What's that, Craig?
Why do straight things look bent in bathwater?
I think that's just you, Craig.
Well, gentlemen. Oh, and lady.
Oh, thank you.
Now that the world is safe, I'd like to propose a toast.
Yes.
To justice, freedom, and truth.
To justice, freedom, and truth.
And remember, prevention is better than cure.
So, what now?
Wonder if there's anything good on the telly.
No!
That was The Preventers, written and performed by Morwenna Banks, Chris England and Robert Harley, and featuring Ed Devereaux, Desmond Llewellyn, Emma Myers, John Owen and Neil Malarkey. Music was by Pete Bakey and the producer was Phil Clark.